This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Chaf Ches. We're in the middle of Siv Beis. We're Siman Chaf Ches, Siv Beis. The Mechaber said the Tefillin Shel Rosh you take off first, because it says V'hayula Taitafos Bein Einecha, that whenever you're wearing Tefillin Shel Rosh you should have two on. Kozman Shebein Einecha Yushnayim. The Mechaber said, that tzarch l'achloit tefillin shoreish me'umad, you need to take them off standing. V'yaniach batik shoreish, you put in the bag the tefillin shoreish. V'olav shalyad, and on it the shalyad. Why? Kedei sh'kishayavei l'anicham yifka b'shalyad chila, so that when you come to put on the tefillin, you're going to encounter the shel yad first. So put the tefillin shel yad in a way where it's on top of the shel rosh, so that you will encounter that first. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Zayin. Kasav habach v'chein hataza el b'simen chafei Sivkatan Yud. Dahainu shiasa tik oroich v'tzar. You should make a long, narrow bag. Shiyu menachem za'al gavizah. That's how the Bach says the tefillin bag should be. Now, we don't do that. I don't. Raise your hand if you have a long, thin tefillin bag. We don't have Bach and Taz tefillin bags. Right? Better to have it one on the other, outside the other. Why? What's the alumnus of the Magen Avram? So the Dershu brings that the Kedusha of the Shel Rosh is greater than the Shel Yad, so therefore it's not appropriate that the Shel Yad should be on top of it. V'chein noyagin, that's the minog. U'mashakazam v'chaber v'olav Shel Yad, perusha yinog tzas l'tzad mailo, it should be a little bit towards the outside of the bag. Kedei lefgoy behem tchila. So that's important to remember, to position the tefillin in the bag where the tefillin Shel Yad on the left side is a little bit more out than the tefillin shel rosh. U'v'sefer shel rosh, because of shiyu ha'tefillin shel yad b'tzad yamin shel atik, gam ken mitamza. The Shulchan Shlomo says, for this reason, the tefillin shel yad should be on the right side. Is that what we do? Why am I not remembering that right now? We have the tefillin shel yad. What do we do? I don't hear anybody, so
left side.
Don't we base it where the zipper is? How you gonna open it?
Do we? The Shulchan Shlomo says you should make the tefillin shel yad on the right side. Let me see what I do. I don't even remember.
On the left. He says the right side of the bag could mean when facing the bag, it's on the right side of the bag.
Facing the bag, it's on the right side of the bag. The right side means. One second. I do the shel yad on the left side.
Not when you're looking at the bag in the front, it's on the right side.
That's not what he means. That's what he means? He means you should be on the left. He says put the tefillin shel yad on the right side of the bag. Right side of the means when you open the bag, the right side, he says to put the tefillin shel yad. I don't think we do that. Right? We have the tefillin shel yad on the left side. Let's see what he says in the Dershu. Let's say he brings that someone who sticks out their hand, he opens up the bag. Ah. And now you open up the zipper. Now when you're opening up the zipper, you're going to the right side. Now, by opening up to you're getting to the tefillin shel rosh. You're allowed to do that. That's not considered mavra al mitzvah. You want to say that we do what he says because the tefillin shel yad is on the right side of the bag. What if the zipper is the other way? It's the right side. That's what he means.
If you hold the bag in front of you, it's on the right side of the bag. When you put it on the table, it's upside down to you. It's on the left side.
That's upside down? So do it on the right side.
The zipper is facing you, the bag is really upside down.
Mm-hmm.
If you face the bag from the front, it is the right side of the bag, technically. I don't know if that's what he means.
Why should the shalyad be on the right side? What's he saying? He says you should put the shalyad on the right side. Why? Because you encounter the right first? Do you? Okay, I'm not sure what he means. By putting it on the right side, you're going to encounter first. Why? Because you're a righty and you're sticking out your right hand. So I would think, by the way, that he's saying put it on the right side, not with the bag upside down. He's saying put it on the right side, not like we do. Because most people are righties, and when you stretch out, you're going to be stretching out with your right hand, and you're going to encounter the tefillin shalyad first if it's on the right side. L'chari, that's what he means. Why we don't do that? I don't know. Maybe we should. Should we switch it? Let's see what he says. V'yesh noyegim lasu shnei kisin. Some people have two bags. Echel shalyad v'echel shal rosh. Ach gam b'shnei kisin, even when you have two bags, yoytetov shizol liten akish shalyad sas l'tzad mala, you should put the one with the shalyad toward the outside, kidei sheyifka behem tchila, in order to encounter it first, v'lo yavar al mitzvahs. Why? Didas hataz l'el b'sim l'chafei, digam al yidei kis shayich ma'avar ala mitzvah, even by different bags, it's shayich being ma'avar ala mitzvah, v'ayim ma'agaram sim l'chafei sivkata and aleph. By the way, I will tell you today, I did something that I don't think I ever did before in my life. I took off the box on my tefillin shalyad when I made the bracha. And I was very nervous, because my corners were, I don't want to make an ayin hara, but I had, and then I forgot to put it on, so I put my sleeve on, and I don't know, I'm not so comfortable with this new, of not leaving it on. Okay, anyway, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Oysan b'nei adam anogin lasis tikin la tefillin. People who make boxes for their tefillin. Yeshon the Samin Ezer Shachar Shal Roish Leish Shal Yad. They should make a simon, which is for the Shal Yad and which is for the Shal Roish. Kidei Sheizor Behem Vela Yotzia Shal Roish Tchila Me'atik. So you don't make a mistake and take the Shal Roish out first. Gam, the Kivan the Shal Roish Kedushasei Chamura. Also, because the Shal Roish has more Kedusha, Yizor Yidei Zeh, Shal Yoshanois Acher Kachatik Litein Baya Shal Yad. You won't make a mistake, and you won't change the container to put the shal yad in the shal roish case, elam kein hisna betchila, unless you make a stipulation originally, kila kaman mesimin membeis. Okay. And then the mechaber said, put it in the bag, the shal roish, and on top of it the shal yad, in order that you encounter the shal yad first. V'lo yitzdarech l'haver ala mitzvah. V'nochin l'zo shal yachloid shal yad ad sheyaniach shal roish b'toich ha'tik. This is also an interesting halacha. You should be careful not to remove the tefillin shal yad until you put the tefillin shal roish into the bag. So we had this a few times already, but let's review this. What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? What do you do with on Rosh Chodesh? So he brings over here that even on Rosh Chodesh that we quickly take off the tefillin to daven musaf. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonfeld was nizar to put the shal roish in the bag before he took off the shal yad, so he should not forget afterwards and put the shal yad in the wrong place. So it seems like you should be careful on Rosh Chodesh. Again, I don't think most people do that. Most people leave it out. So at the very least, put in, if you don't have time to put back the shal yad also, at least put in the shal roish. Okay. Sif Gimel. Minog ha-chachomim l'nashek ha-tfilim b'shas ha-nachosim b'shas chalitzasam. The minog of the sages, minog of the wise men, is to kiss the tfilim when you put it on, when you take it off. Now here's the thing. My friend asked me on Shabbos, my friend Chaim Bender asked me on Shabbos, why isn't it a hefsik? Remember we learned by tzitzis, it's a hefsik during Kriya Shema, possibly, Rav Moshe says, it's a hefsik during Kriya Shema to kiss the tzitzis in the middle of Shema. So when exactly are you kissing your tefillin? Before the bracha, you make the bracha, then you kiss it, or you're kissing it, I guess, before the bracha, but then you can't kiss the shal roish, because the shel roish, you now be mafsik between the shel yad and the shel roish. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'shas chalitzasan. Kishemekapel atfilin. No, so the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything about this. So I would say like this. You want to kiss your shel yad when you take it out. L'chayra, that's great. Kiss it as much as you want. But to kiss the shel roish before you make the bracha, I don't think is correct. After you make the bracha, I don't think is correct. So you're going to kiss the shel yad and not the shel roish? How do you do these kissings? Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. But if... Let's see. When you wrap the tefillin, you should not wrap the ritzus on the batim, ela b'tzidadei habatim, on the sides, ala titoira. So let's see, ala titoira. He brings in the dershu that earlier in Simon Chavzan Sivkan Lambe, he writes that Titoira has more Kedusha than the Ritzuos, and you should not wrap at the time of Anachas Tefillin the Ritzuos on the Titura unless you need it to keep it in its place. What about the Kesher Shel Roish? Most people put it under the bias. Yeah, most people. Let's see what I do. He says most people put it under the mavarta, and they wrap the ritzua around the ketzitza. Baruch HaShulchan says you should put it on the mavarta. Because it's part of Hashem's name, it should not be underneath. So I can't say I do that. I have mine underneath. It just folds much better when it's underneath. Yeah, my knot is underneath. But the Aruch HaShulchan says to put it on top. So how are you going to fold it?
It softens that way. Rav Heshi Pinkus from Tveris Tam told me to put it on top. Eventually, when you use it, it's gonna become easier.
So he says to put it on top, but it doesn't fold. In other words, it, when you put it on bottom, right, then the ritzu, it folds.
Now the leather's used to it. But if you start putting it on top, the leather's going to soften that it's easy to do it on top.
But it comes out as the ritzu is twisted, right?
A little bit, but it folds. I fold it underneath.
I understand, but it's still one side of the ritzu is twisted. Yeah.
Not you put it sideways on top. Why don't you put it sideways on top?
Sideways on top. I'm not good with the spatial. Anyone have? If anyone come over here and show me how to do it without twisting your ritzuos, I'll be very grateful to you. The Makar Chaim says it's yadua umafursam. You do it on bottom, but I hear the Sar the Aruch HaShulchan. I hear. So you're saying that Soifrim say you do it on top and eventually it will position itself, it will work out. And what do you do with the... one second, you put it on top. And you put the other part on bottom.
Right. Some people leave it loose, like Kanfeyaina, I've seen.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm wearing my. I'm letting everything out here. Everything's out of the bag this morning. What could I do? Okay. It's what?
It's a school for Parnasa.
It's a school for Parnasa to do what?
To put it on top.
Who says that?
I don't know. Don't remember. Someone told me this one.
Okay.
Aruch HaShulchan wasn't good enough, but the school for Parnasa.
Okay. Oh, this is what you're saying. Some people wrap it like wings. Al shem kanfei yoina. Ukshekarchin al tzadei atfilin. When you wrap it on the edges of the tefillin, tzarch lechaz atfilin biyodai. you have to hold the tefillin in your hand, v'liglal haratzuah aleihem, and to wrap the strap around it, v'loy lechayis haratzuah biyadai, not to grab the ratzuah in your hand, v'liglal hatefillin l'teicha. So in other words, you don't do it backward. You don't hold the strap and wrap the tefillin around it, you hold the tefillin, you wrap the strap around it. Gam kishenoytal tefillin mikisan lo yinareim. When you take the tefillin back, don't shake it. Ela noitlan biyadai mitecha kis. I mean, don't grab it by the ritzua and like let it sort of unwind itself, but take it with your hand. Tik tefillin also b'shel shatnes, k'may mitpachas svarim. The tefillin bag, you cannot have shatnes, just like a bag for svarim that we are makbid not to use shatnes. Now, l'chara, why should shatnes be usher? There's no isser even of halah of shatnes, so why is it usher to have a tefillin bag of shatnes? So Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya and Simon Shin Aleph Sivtes, the Dershul quote says that since the hands are touching it, you're sticking it in the bag, and it somehow wraps around the bag always, it warms the hand, you have to be makbid not to have a tefillin bag. Not sure what that's talking about. When exactly is the tefillin bag warming the hand? When you stick it in for a second?
What are you bugging me, man?
What?
When you put your hand to the shot, enter the rush. Twice you put your hand inside.
Very good, but so what?
Warms it up. Especially a cold day.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. If anybody wants to show me how to wrap the knot, take out your tefillin. I want to see what your tefillin looks like with the knot on top.
I was told that the way he put the tefillin shall yet on the left side, that is closer to you. That's why,
that way,
the way we do it.
Yeah. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.